Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so update on what somebody finally is calling the coup against Pete Hegseth as the Democrats try to get him out.
Yep, once again.
To save their human trafficking infrastructure from being ripped out by the roots. They need it there because if they can steal the 28 election, they can go right back to letting in another. I think it'll be 30 or 40 million this time and finishing off the country. But they've spent years building this infrastructure. And so this is the heart of the fight. It's a civil war. It's a civil war over the voter drive. This is not a war over Venezuela. It's a war over the voter drive. And they are seeing that Trump is serious. And so they need to paralyze the military is what they need to do right now. And that means taking out Pete Hegseth with fake news, which is what they always do with hoaxes, with fake news. And Jesse Waters was all over this. We're going to dive back in and explain it today, that this is a coup absolutely being run out of the CIA using CIA assets. CIA generally in the past has handled Trump impeachments along with USAID. Their partner in crime. And we're seeing that again now. So I'm going to unfold that all throughout the show. And that is actually in The Hill today. I can't believe they published it, but it is there. So we're going to get into
catching up with you, Tara.
Yes. So all of this, again, is everything that is going on here, all little bits and pieces, trying to tar Pete Hegseth as a war criminal. If they can get him removed or force Trump to push him out, it means that Trump is a war criminal and can be impeached as soon as they win the midterms again. So there's that side of it. But then there's the other side of it, too, where they're terrorizing members of the military. So when they're coming out with fake news, fake stories, and repeating again and again, war crime, war crime, war crime, war crime, again and again and again, your leaders, Hegseth, Trump, war crime, war crime, war criminal, war criminal. If you flew the drone from that basement in Kansas, we're going to get you when we're in office. So they're trying to get everyone from lower level military all the way on up to rebel. If not because the, you know, their fellow travelers or Democrats, but just out of fear, like, you know, and it's actually to fear them, to fear what they will do to you when they get in power is reasonable. Because they'll frame you. They'll lie. And they'll break you financially using their judges. And we're seeing this, you know, coming out of yesterday. And I meant to get into this. When we had Judge Boasberg allowing Jack Smith to illegally surveil Republicans. Documents in which Smith actually admitted it was illegal for him to do this or even request it. He knew it.
But he did it anyway.
30 million lines of phone data from Republican leadership. I'm going to repeat that. 30 million lines of data from Republican leadership. And look, I'm going to put some blame here on Trump. When you don't clean house aggressively, this is what happens. They start to spend their time plotting coups. And if you notice, we had a really nice, quiet, coup-free period of about 9 months once Trump took office. Because the, you know, the rats went to ground. They went into their little rat nest to try to hide out. And when they saw, you know, and all through the firing, because there was a lot of firing going on, but it was general firing. It was, you know, cutting down the size of the federal government, you know, for waste and abuse, all that. Great. Awesome. Good. Do that. But when there was not targeted firing, they began to get bold. And so you're seeing them coming out of their rat holes. They're not afraid anymore. They are deep state. They are deeply buried inside the CIA. John Ratcliffe clearly does not control the CIA, or he's defected to the other side. I don't know which. Hard to say, and that's disappointing because I always liked that guy. He's a great guy, great federal prosecutor, very loyal to Trump, even when it wasn't possible, when it wasn't popular to question the Russia collusion hoax. So these people are running the hoax. I'm going to tell you who's running it, what they want, why they're doing it. But this is what happens when there are no retaliatory firings, when we don't go in and clean house. They start running hoaxes. And if you look at, Lee, what really cost Trump his last presidency, it was the FBI under Trump and the CIA under Trump. CIA running Eric Tromilla, running Vindman, running the lies. And we would later find out after the, you know, impeachment drama that beat down his numbers, it was all fake. This is all fake. I don't have to know the details to know it's fake. I just need to know the history. When you don't get rid of the people who did that, I start to realize, wow, okay, the worst of the firing's over and we're still here. We can do it again. We can do it again. And if you look at the FBI report that just came out, the 115-page report that just exasperated Miranda Devine over at the New York Post got. This is a group that is very loyal to Trump inside the FBI. They're anonymous. They report on what's going inside. And their number one criticism of Cash Patel, and I thought some of it was petty and silly. Okay, he wanted to wear an FBI jacket coming off a plane. I don't care. I don't give a damn what the guy does as long as he cleans house. In fact, I like him to have a little bit of ego. They were knocking him for having an ego. Like, wait, James Comey didn't have an ego?
Really? Gosh.
You know, have an ego after you fire. And I'm not kidding, half the FBI. Fire them. Everyone who touched Arctic Frost should be gone. Because that was a plot to take down, arrest, and try the entirety of the Republican leadership. And they are willing to do it. I mean, we saw this with January 6th. Thousands of people were prosecuted. I mean, personal raids in the homes of grandmas who took selfies. It just absolutely outrageous. They are capable of turning 13% of the FBI on to just one set of Republicans. In this case, the leadership. We saw it with January 6th, too. You can't leave people like that in place. And we are. I don't understand it. I mean, Trump could have used that popularity that he had when he was over 50%. He was 55, actually, in the beginning, and just go through there and whack. Nobody would even be talking about it anymore.
Yeah, that'll call it Operation Arctic Frostbite.
Oh, I love that. Can I use that for my Battleground
America?
You're going to like start writing my Battlegrounds America. Hold on, I'm going to write that down.
All right.
So this is what happens. So they're feeling comfortable. They're feeling like they're not going anywhere. They're going to outlive the Trump administration. They're starting new coups. That's what's going on. Republican leadership, and by that I mean in the Senate, in the House, all those people see this. They see the weakness on part of Trump who, for whatever reason, won't clean house. And they correctly become afraid. You should be afraid. Because the second these people get power, we're all going to prison. That's not rhetoric for me. Go look up Arctic Frost. Go listen to my Arctic Frost Battleground podcast, where I actually posted the internal documents from it. It is shocking what those subpoenas covered.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down to surveilling poor Alan Wilson's organization. I mean, surveilling the RNC, surveilling You know, state attorneys general surveilling even pollsters and law firms and strategists and Charlie Kirk. I mean, everybody who's in the infrastructure, the entire Republican infrastructure, they were going to put us in prison. If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what does. No. They will simply pick up where they left off, and what they're doing to Pete Hegseth is that right now. Mm-hmm. It's right now. And this is what happens, okay? It's a death by a thousand cuts or a thousand lies in their particular case. I don't know why the New York Times is telling the truth about Pete Hegseth. I'm very confused by that because we don't see it, but they did. That's the only thing that has saved Trump and Hegseth here from taking a major beating that went on for months and months and months and months. Like the Russia collusion hoax just wore everything down. War crimes, war crimes, war crimes, war crimes, war crimes. And all they needed, Lee, was three anonymous sources. That's all they needed. That's it. Yeah. So what needs to happen right now is, you know, look, I love all the little stuff Trump's doing, little accounts for kids. And I love what he's doing with cars, you know, rolling back these stupid environmental regs. The only purpose of those on the cars is to drive up the price of cars.
Yeah.
Get your average family down to one. They want you to live in poverty. They want to recreate Venezuela here. Trump wants to invade Venezuela there. They want to do all of that. Okay, great. But if you don't give them a show of force right now with a mass firing, your presidency's over. It's done. I mean, we're seeing the template. They just dust it off. Drip, 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 drip. And the other reason you're seeing this coup against Hegseth launched right now, and I'm going to detail what the coup is and who's behind it and what they're doing. The reason that you're seeing it right now is because very bad news is coming out. About these are reports, internal reports now that we're inside about what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. New stuff that's apparently pretty bad is going to come out. I hope we're starting to understand that we didn't fall to the Taliban. We put them in charge. So that's all coming out. And then there's, you know, other reports that are coming out that I'll get into that are going to make the Democrats look bad. So they went ahead. I think that forced their hand on the coup. But this isn't going to stop. And you know what else Trump needs to do? If he's going to do something in Venezuela, he needs to go ahead and do it. Just do it and get it over with. Finish, stop messing around, pull the trigger, or send our troops home. I don't care which. Pick one. Because it's getting stupid. But the big problem here, Lee, and is that they, you know, that Trump stomped onto the playground, looked the bully in the face, and then just kept walking. So they're back. They're out of their hidey holes. They're comfortable. They're operating in the Trump regime. And they are running another hoax. And Pete Hegseth is their target. I'll tell you why and who's behind it. All of that coming up on the show. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
President Trump says he has no problem releasing the full video of the missile strike on September 2nd off the coast of Trinidad, where that alleged drug boat was headed after leaving Venezuela.
You released video of that first boat strike on September 2nd, but not the second video. Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem. I support the decision to knock out the boats, and whoever's piloting those boats, most of them are gone. But whoever are piloting those boats, they're guilty of trying to kill people in our country.
The September 2nd strike was the first of more than 20 attacks on alleged drug smuggling boats over the past 3 months. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says he saw that first strike live, but was not informed of the follow-on strike until hours later that killed the initial two survivors. The New York Times reports Hegseth and the Pentagon had planned for this contingency, quote, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth approved contingency plans for what to do if an initial strike left survivors. The military would attempt to rescue survivors who appeared to be helpless, shipwrecked, or out of what the administration considers a fight. But it would try again to kill them if they took what the United States deemed to be a hostile action. The commander in charge of the mission on September 2nd was Navy SEAL Admiral Frank Bradley, who was head of Joint Special Operations Command at the time of the strike, in charge of America's most elite units, such as SEAL Team 6 and the Delta Force. And he will meet with top lawmakers on Capitol Hill today about that September 2nd strike at the center of scrutiny here in Washington.
Okay, so you're looking at a double hit this morning. The Democrats released the Signal chat findings from the Inspector General of the Pentagon. Okay, the Inspector General of the Pentagon is Democrat installed. Okay, so this report is perfectly timed to aim at Pete Hegseth. They're saying, well, you know, he put using Signal chat, it leaked. You remember that scandal? It got copied. Somehow somebody was on it, was put on it who shouldn't have been. That put troops in danger. It didn't. It really did. I mean, Houthis weren't going to come get us. We weren't even in their country. We were sliding by on boats and we decimated them mostly from the sky. I mean, so it's literal stupidity. But it sounds good if you want a bigger, better lie. Hegseth says the report exonerates him because no classified data was released, so it doesn't actually matter. It was a bit of a goof, but not as big of a deal as, like, say, executing an entire Afghan family from the sky, seven of which were children, because Joe Biden needed a good news cycle. Like that would be a war crime, like that. These same Democrats were cool with that. And you remember who broke that? The military claim. Oh, yeah, I remember, because you got really embarrassing when the 13 troops were killed. And you had the sniper who tried to save them. And he was out there saying, look, the Joe Biden's military would not let me take out the Afghan suicide bomber. I saw the Taliban moving him in. I saw them getting him into position. I saw them training him. I knew we were all going to die. And they wouldn't let me fire. Well, that's embarrassing. You got to change the subject. So they made up the stupid story about, hey, we're targeting, remember, ISIS-K? Yeah, ISIS core is on, but we'll take them out because we're tough guys. They took out a guy bringing water home from the aid NGO where he worked and had worked for years. They blew up him. They killed his wife. They killed seven children. And they killed, I can't remember if it was an aunt or an uncle. And then they lied about it, flat out lied about it. Lied about it to Congress. Lied about it to everybody. The New York Times, in a bizarre act of journalism, went, checked it out, and without classified clearances, realized they just executed an entire family. Folks, they were going to just leave that and claim, yeah, we got ISIS-K, we got retaliation for the 13 dead troops. So they're avenged. No, you murdered children in a courtyard for no dang reason. They were going to let it, that was what was going to be written in the history books. They weren't going to correct it. understand every one of these Democrats right now, including Senator Kelly, screaming bloody murder, they're cool with that. Execute some kids, get a good news cycle. It's great, it's fine. Now, any sort of charges for that, any sort of uniform code of justice, war crimes? No, it's good. As long as we had a good war, you know, good cycle, good news cycle. I see this was important for old Joe. So now we have Admiral Bradley telling Congress the boat strike survivors were legitimate targets. They were. But this is to take out Hegseth. To take out Hegseth. And the Hill documents this today. Laura Loomer's reporting. She's now, by the way, covering the Pentagon as a reporter. Army Secretary's office plotting coup against Hegseth. And who do we have doing this? She says. They want to install Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll, who is a close friend. I'm going to connect all these dots for you. Who is a close friend of Joe Biden's national security advisor. The one in charge. The one in charge of the Afghan debacle. Huh. Wow. Okay. And his wife. Who's his wife? Maggie Goodlander. Wait, does that ring a bell? Maggie Goodlander is the wife of Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan is the architect of the Afghan debacle, where we put the Taliban in charge, made sure Afghanistan fell to them so that China would have first dibs on the lithium. It could lock up the lithium mines. I still believe this was a Hunter Biden, Jill Biden operation to pay the Chinese back, but maybe that's what's in the report that's coming out. I don't know. So Maggie Goodlander, you know her. She's one of the Seditious Six, right? So she's in that video. Oh, crimes. What crimes? Oh, I don't know. But troops should rebel. Or when we get in power, we'll put you in a brig for the rest of your life. What crimes? We don't know. We're Democrats doing what, you know, doing the opposite of what we want's the crime. So let me get straight. Jake Sullivan's wife is the Congress member Maggie Goodlander. She's a Naval Reserve Intelligence Officer. She's one of the six. The Seditious Six in the video, lying about Trump and Hegseth and war crimes or something, saying they're targeting Americans, but when asked what Americans, they can't answer the question because they're not. They're all friends. That what they want to do is to put Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll at the head of the army so that Driscoll can then say war crimes, protect Maduro, protect the Democrats' rat lines, protect their human trafficking networks, and preserve and hold on to them. Because Cartel de los Solos and Soles and the Chinese run those rat lines. They run them up through Mexico. So Trump's going to the heart of the illegal voter drive and kiddie sex drive. And fentanyl drive. He's going to the heart of it and he's ripping it out. And they are in a panic. They didn't think this would happen. They thought he'd deport a few illegals and they'd scream about it. They didn't think he'd figure the game out. And by the way, there's an international voter fraud angle on this. I've got it up on my X feed. A lot of stolen elections in a lot of countries. Comes right out of Venezuela. So you could see Trump's interest in that too. It's pretty extensive. So there's panic here. They want to keep the rat lines, keep their infrastructure. Remember, it's thousands of people, as the Attorney General of Texas told us. And what they need is a coup in the military. They need military leadership who will refuse to do what Trump wants. So they're coming after Hegseth. They're trying to take him out any way they can. And why is this happening? Because Trump did not take them out. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I don't know where the firings of the FBI are. I don't know where the firings of the military are. I don't know where any of this is. Remember what Trump said? Everyone responsible for Afghanistan, that's these people, who think nothing of executing a family, including seven kids, to get a good news cycle. He said all of their resignations is going to be on my desk and first day of office. Well, it ain't the first day of office anymore, and they're still there. And this is who's doing this. When you leave Dan Driscoll as the Secretary of the Army, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse than the CIA when you don't clean that place out. It's going to get worse than the FBI. We're going to spend the rest of our time battling coups from people who should have been fired 6 months ago and now are totally emboldened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our world is changing fast, folks. Covered, a couple weeks ago in awe that of the top three country music songs on the charts right now. I don't know what it is right now, but at the time it was right now. Number one and number three were not sung by real people. In fact, nobody actually knew who produced one of them. Anonymous. With the singer AI generated, the lyrics AI generated, the music under those lyrics AI generated, after research into what the human mind likes to hear, wants to hear. We played a little bit of it on the air. It was amazing. Great song. And the third most popular was part of an album. I was asking the question, one of the great joys of like my generation was going to a concert, right? I really remember my first concert. How do you have an AI concert? We don't even know the name of the artist, which I guess would just be the person who assembled all this on AI. Nobody knows for the number one song. It's a mystery. What do you do? You just go somewhere and get some drinks and listen to the music? Is that a concert? I mean, who plays? I guess we don't have concerts. Well, it just happened in Christian music. AI is better than us at music. Can you imagine? Top five AI songs. And folks, you know what's wild about this? The AI will not just create the music, the lyrics. They'll create the artist, the sound of the voice, and even the backstory on the artist, which is fake. But the scariest part of reading about it, to me, was that AI is so successful because it can use its computing power to analyze what pleasures the human mind in terms of sound. Where does this stop? I don't know. But NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said that within just a few years, everything we know will be 90%, anyway, almost all of it, because of AI. Said this on Joe Rogan. Take a listen.
And more of knowledge in the world will be generated synthetically going forward. You know, until now, the knowledge that we have our knowledge that we generate and we propagate and we send to each other and we amplify it and we add to it and we modify it, we change it. In the future, in a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, 90% of the world's knowledge will likely be generated by AI.
That's crazy.
I know, but it's just fine.
But it's just fine.
I know. And the reason for that is this. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's because what difference does it make to me that I am learning from a textbook that was generated by a bunch of people I didn't know, or written by a book that, you know, from somebody I don't know, to knowledge generated by AI computers that are assimilating all of this and resynthesizing things? To me, I don't think there's a whole lot of difference. We still have to fact check it. We still have to make sure that it's, you know, based on fundamental first principles, and we still have to do all of that just like we do today.
Yeah, but here's the thing with AI. It can have agendas. It gets smart enough to have agendas. We had that story from Fox News. The AI unleashed inside of a company, and it found out that the CEO was going to turn it off and I think switch to another kind of AI and started blackmailing people inside the company after it went through social media and found that one had cheated on his wife. I mean, scanned emails, scanned social media, just like, wow. I mean, so if this thing gets an agenda, I don't know. But then again, how scary could a thing be if you can kill it by simply pulling the plug out of the wall and taking the electricity away? I don't know, but it was a wild interview. By the way, for better or for worse, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said Trump saved AI with his energy policies. That had the Democrats stayed in office, China was absolutely going to get the upper hand. And that's the problem that we have. I don't want to go boldly into this AI future. It's destroying jobs. It's going to change everything. At the same time, if we don't, it's going to be Chinese AI that dominates the world, just like it's American social media that dominates the world. So, you know, there's two sides of it. If we sit back, China's going to do it. And then it's all going to culturally be Chinese with their ideas and their manipulations and their control. We don't want that. That's why we're in that race. Anyway, here's NVIDIA CEO on the Rogan Show saying, crediting Trump and saying he single-handedly flat out saved the AI industry from Democrat energy destruction. And he's not just talking about AI too. He's just talking about manufacturing as well, that we were on the brink of that not happening. And now that you have Trump like opening up the drilling in California, that whole coast, you know, Florida reversing Joe Biden's disaster energy policies. Take a listen.
It just only makes sense that we have manufacturing in America, that especially critical technology like you're talking about. Like, it's kind of insane that we buy so much technology from other countries.
If the United States doesn't grow, we will have no prosperity. We can't invest in anything domestically or otherwise. We can't fix any of our problems. If we don't have energy growth, we can't have industrial growth. If we don't have industrial growth, we can't have job growth. It's as simple as that.
Right.
And the fact that he came into office and the first thing that he said was drill, baby, drill, his point is we need energy growth. Without energy growth, we can have no industrial growth. And that was, it saved the AI industry. I got to tell you flat out, if not for his pro-growth energy policy, we would not be able to build factories for AI. We would not be able to build chip factories. We surely won't be able to build supercomputer factories. None of that stuff would be possible. And without all of that, construction jobs would be challenged, right? Electrical, you know, electrician jobs. All of these jobs that are now flourishing would be challenged. And so I think he's got it right. We need energy growth. We want to reindustrialize the United States. We need to be back in manufacturing. Every successful person doesn't need to have a PhD. Every successful person doesn't have to have gone to Stanford or MIT. And I think that sensibility is spot on.
Wow. 3 years from now, 90% of new discoveries, information itself, will have as its origin AI. Jeez, I could do a whole show on that. It's going to change things, all right. Okay, folks, want to hit this because there's so little understanding of how a lot of these congressional districts work. Republicans in trouble. I actually saw that headline from Republicans yesterday who don't know how to read polls. Apparently, we suffered a disaster, a huge setback in Tennessee. News to me. What happened? Tennessee's 7th District. We won. We beat a lunatic fringe Democrat by 9, almost 10 points. And we're being told that's it's terrible. Democrats have all the momentum. Nobody likes Trump. Trump won the district by 22 points. And oh, look now, we're only winning it by, you know, basically just shy of 10. Okay. What does registration look like in that district? What does the generic ballot look like? Republicans plus 10. So we won it with the exact turnout we should, with the exact partisan makeup we should. Yeah. How is that an underperformance? I don't understand. There's two things going on here with this district. Number one, this is a runoff election, or special election, I should say, held in the dead of winter, December 2nd. You're going to get low turnout. This is not the high interest Donald Trump is running Save the Regime stuff. Okay. So the idea that Republicans underperformed, they didn't. That's what the district's supposed to do. Underperforming would have been if he beat her by 5 points or 6 points. And I'd be a little more concerned. That's a little scary. We have a lot of swing districts out there. He did exactly as he should. What does that mean? Well, it means two things. If you want to freak out about it, we did not underperform that district. That's not a thing. In fact, if you go back and look at the previous congressman, he did almost exactly the same as the guy who won on Tuesday before Donald Trump ran. So what does this mean? Donald Trump, unlike the rest of Republicans, continues to be, I don't know, uber popular and can draw the votes of independents and some Democrats in a way the rest of the Republican Party can't. So what we learned on Tuesday that is new is that this general celebration as the Democrat Party, remember earlier this year, polled at a 30-year low. And the story among our folks, and I told you it was wrong at the time, was that the Democrat Party was dead. Woke had killed it. Democrat Party's dead. Republican Party's ascended. It's not the Republican Party that was ascendant. That's what we're learning in these races. It was Trump that's ascendant. See, the people have figured out the Republican Party is fake MAGA and Trump's the real deal. They want a guy who shoots straight with them, even if he occasionally says crazy things, in their opinion. They're not fooled by the Republicans. So what does this mean? It means that the Republican Party is pretty much, the party itself, not Trump, pretty, when he's not on the ballot, pretty much exactly where it was before Trump. They haven't lost popularity. They haven't gained popularity. The problem with this is it means Democrats can still win. They can still take Congress. And the problem with that is they're beginning to nominate avowed communist Marxist lunatics. And that doesn't seem to be slowing them down one iota. So if you want to freak out about something, freak out about that. That they got basically a Zohran Mamdani to perform just as well as any other candidate that's Democrat would in that district. In other words, her very scary level of woke didn't slow anyone down. By the way, this is a woman who tweeted that she likes burning down police departments and that she hates Tennessee and thinks it's racist. Yeah, and it didn't hurt her at all. But Republicans aren't in trouble. They're pretty much where they should be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.